Now we are ready to speak about flowers, and we know that there are some, the channel included, who might just have a large question mark over their heads about the nature of this topic. For most people, flowers are flowers. They are plants. They are perhaps beautiful, perhaps smell good, but beyond that, and perhaps some of them have some medicinal purposes, they are herbs or spices, but beyond that, there might not be much knowledge about the plant kingdom and flowers, flowering plants in particular, and there might not be much interest, you might say. So we do know, we suggested this topic with a purpose, of course, and we do know that there are those who may not listen to this period because it is, they will not understand or know that there is information that is of interest to them. But we do feel that those who, for whom this information will be beneficial, will be drawn to and will listen to this particular recording. There are many aspects to flowers, and when we say flowers, we are not going to necessarily concentrate on all things that flower, but instead on those plants that are generally referred to in the English language as flowers. So therefore, we would focus on such plants as roses, daffodils, carnations, anemones, that sort of thing. Not necessarily the flowers that grow in the wild, although those are also lovely, and we will touch on those a bit. Nor necessarily on spices, on the types of flowering plants that produce spices, although we will also touch on those as herbs and the distinctions among them. Now, some of you may recall that we did an evening on cats and dogs and animals in general, and we spoke of how each species of cat and dog and other animals has a particular purpose, has a soul purpose, S-O-U-L, purpose, on the species level, and that therefore any particular being that chooses to incarnate within a particular branch or species of animal is choosing, has chosen, to participate in fulfilling that purpose. Therefore, all animals on the species level have a particular purpose on this planet to serve. We spoke particularly of cats and dogs because that was the request for the evening, though we could as easily have spoken of tigers and hyenas and about their purposes. But cats and dogs are more closely associated with human beings, and therefore they have their own special closeness and pertinence to the human soul development. Having said that, we are now saying that the same is true for plant species, for all plant species. There, each species has a soul purpose, that purpose being specific to its particular type of thing. For instance, redwood trees are a kind of plant that happens to anchor time for this planet, particularly in this region of the planet where time tends to be more malleable, more directly. It isn't so much that time is less malleable elsewhere in that sense, but just that because of the nature of this region and because of the nature of the souls who choose to incarnate in this region, time is more open to interpretation, you might say, open to suggestion. It is more something that can be worked with more easily in this entire area, the Pacific North west of your planet. Redwood trees anchor time partly through their own longevity. Now, knowing that, you might question the practice of cutting down these the ancient virgins of these trees, and indeed there are ripples that happen through time and space whenever one of these giants comes down. But we are not on necessarily an ecological kick tonight, though by the nature of our discussion we are going to have to touch on how